Coast Radio News for Wednesday, June 17, 2020. I'm George Henry. The COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent economic shutdown has not stopped the city of Florence. Beginning on Friday, Cascade Civil Corporation will begin moving in construction equipment in and around the 26th and 27th Street area as the company prepares to begin construction on the Safe Routes to School project, which is primarily funded through a grant provided by Oregon Department of Transportation. The project will provide new or, in some cases, improved sidewalks between Highway 101 and Oak Street and will include new ADA curbs at the corners of Oak and 26th and Oak and 27th Street. Construction is slated to begin on Monday, June 22nd, and should be completed sometime in September. The area is expected to be congested over the next several months, and drivers are asked to use other streets to access Oak Street. Damage was done to a local store front window last night. The store belonging to Cindy Wabi, located on the corner of Highway 101 and Rhododendron, had its front window shattered sometime after 7:30 p.m. Wabi posted pictures on Facebook asking for help in finding out who was responsible. It is not clear if this was intentional vandalism or a tragic accident, possibly from a rock or other phenomenon. As of this newscast, it's not clear if anything is missing from the store. The U.S. Small Business Administration reopened its programs for businesses impacted by the coronavirus. The Economic Injury Disaster Loan and its associated program portal was opened on Monday. Businesses can apply for relief at SBA.gov. Newly eligible businesses now include agricultural as a result of additional funding appropriated by Congress. Businesses that provide food production, ranching, or raising livestock can now receive federal relief funding. These types of businesses must have fewer than 500 employees, according to the SBA. Up to $10,000 is available per business. Businesses continue to open on Bay Street in Old Town. As Phase 2 enters its second week, Artifacts owner Shelley Medeiros said that they decided to wait until visitors and customers got acclimated to the new rules governing business etiquette. She said that seeing what some of the other businesses have had to deal with was a good idea for them to wait. Artifacts opens today at 11 a.m. Another massive jump for coronavirus cases in Oregon as the state sees its largest single-day total. There were 278 new confirmed cases reported yesterday, with two new deaths. Union County has added another 119 cases to their previous day total of 99. The numbers include one new case for Lane County. Union, Multnomah, Clackamas, Marion, and Washington County carry the bulk of the remaining cases, with 122 combined. Just north in Lincoln County, there were 17 new cases reported. The two deaths were an 88-year-old Clackamas County man and an 85-year-old Marion County woman. Both are reported to have underlying medical conditions. Lane County's total stands at 90. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, June 17, 2020.